Welcome to 180 Degrees, brought to you by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and supported by the Government of Ireland. Our mission is to be at the heart of Ireland's energy revolution.
This is a bonus episode recorded live at the SEAI Energy Show. Fergus Sharkey, our Head of Public Sector and Transport, spoke to Adrian Joyce, Secretary General of EuroACE, who was a speaker at the sold-out seminar on deep retrofit, insulation and recovery plan. They discussed the current energy crisis and Ireland's retrofitting targets. I really hope you enjoyed their conversation.
So I'm here at the energy show in the RDS. You can probably hear the activity behind me on the floor. And I'm here with Adrian Joyce of EuroACE. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon, Adrian.
It's great to be here back in Dublin and to be meeting people in the flesh again. It makes such a difference. We learn so much more from each other when we meet than when we do flat screen.
Yeah, absolutely. I heartily agree with that. It's nice to be back together. And it's a really interesting time for energy and retrofit in Europe at the moment. There's obviously a crisis ongoing in Eastern Europe at the moment and in Ukraine with Russia. I'm just really interested to hear your thoughts on, you know, where does retrofit feature in our overall solution to this energy crisis?
The Renovate Europe campaign that I lead has been actually asking this question of itself for the last 10 years. And we've reached a point today where the messages we were transmitting towards the political leaders 10 years ago are now being transmitted back to us by the political leaders because of the crises that you've mentioned. And the role that buildings and retrofit can play is unfortunately still underestimated, in my view, among those political leaders. So what I'm saying is they now understand the language that we've been using, but they don't understand the implications in the market or for the people of Europe, because retrofit is a complex matter to address and needs a smart and very well worked out solution in order to allow people to easily take the decision to move to retrofit. Maybe one of the things that I've seen great progress on is the emergence of one-stop shops. And I know that here in Ireland, the SEAI is now supporting the development of a one-stop shop network. And this kind of approach decomplexifies for the building owner the retrofit journey, and at the same time can provide financial advice, best contractor advice, and hold the hand of the building owner through the whole process. And in my European experience, the best one-stop shops then take the further step of going after the renovations are complete to revisit and ensure that the owner is using the building the way it was now designed, and that we get the data back to feed back into the start of the process so we constantly improve the process as we go forward. So in summary, I would say we've moved a long way in 10 years at EU level, and for the first time, energy renovation is perceived by politicians as being one of the key or central elements for achieving long-term energy and climate goals. And we now, as an industry and as a society, have to stand up to that challenge and find ways forward.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And your organization, EuroACE, you're operating right at the center of these discussions at Europe. Could you talk to me a bit about your role and your organization and sort of, you know, where your contributions lie in this overall discussion?
Certainly. EuroACE is an industry association. We have 15 company members, some of the best known names in the manufacture of products, equipment, and the provision of services that together go towards making highly energy efficient and energy performing buildings. We were founded in 1998, so we're 24 years at this, and we work uniquely on EU level policy. And I suppose the one that's best known is the Buildings Directive, which was first written in 2002, and today is going through its third revision, believe it or not. And EuroACE has been very close to the European Commission at each of those revisions, and in the steps that they have taken, the analysis they have made of the need, and how best to frame that regulatory proposals so that we get change on the ground, so we get a regulatory framework that is understandable and implementable by the member states. So in addition, and I think it's important, Fergus, We established the Renovate Europe campaign back in 2011 because Euroace itself works on new buildings and renovation, but Renovate Europe has spent 10 years promoting highly ambitious targets for renovation of the building stock because we were very aware of the high level of waste in buildings that consume 40% of the primary energy we produce and emit 36% of the greenhouse gases. So without a dramatic reduction in that energy demand, cutting that energy waste, we simply can't meet long-term energy and climate goals.
And I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on just the speed of this transition. So I think certainly us in SEAI, and I think most commentators would realize that this needs to happen at a much greater pace than ever before. Like, what in your view, maybe at a European level and maybe at an Ireland level, are some of the key things that need to sort of fall into place to really release that speed in the retrofit industry?
One of the solutions that we talk about to ratchet up and increase the speed of renovation is to bring more innovation into the renovation segment. And in fact, at the seminar where I just spoke here at the Energy Show, one of the speakers said that she believed the renovation sector ought to be seen as a separate sector from the construction sector or the new build sector, if you like, so that it can take a fresh approach to how it addresses the renovation challenge. And I support this because there are countries in Europe where a strong reliance on off-site construction or prefabrication is proving to be quicker, higher quality, and same cost. It's not yet less cost because the scale, economies of scale are not there, but same cost as a piecemeal renovation. And on this speed question, I think we must always talk about speed with ambition, because we are required now by European law to reach a situation in 2050 where the entire building stock in the EU is highly energy efficient and decarbonized. And we will not achieve that unless we know each time we start work on a building what the full potential of that building is, and ideally achieve that full potential in a one-go renovation and not do this piecemeal over time. And that's because the number of buildings is huge, 210 million. And the time frame, the natural time frame between renovations in residential buildings is 30 years, and in commercial buildings, 15 to 20 years, meaning there's only one renovation cycle left for the majority of buildings in Europe. So we can't waste an opportunity to renovate by not going far enough in the renovation works. And the revisions to the building directive that are underway today go somewhat in that direction. And we would like them to go more in that direction, with supports for those who can't afford it. And that's another large area where speed can be helped, is by unlocking funds, both public and private, to oil the wheels of the renovation segment.
Okay, that's really interesting, Adrian. And you mentioned you spoke at the Deep Retrofit seminar this morning, and for our listeners, that's available in full on our YouTube channels, and you can probably find it through our website. So I'd encourage you to go back to that. So one more question would be, the deep retrofit of our residential buildings is a key pillar of our decarbonisation strategy in Ireland. And I suppose, you know, I'm interested in your thoughts of, you know, why is that sort of deep retrofit approach such an essential part of Ireland meeting its emission reduction targets?
Well, my understanding in Ireland is that you are highly dependent on imported fossil fuels for heating in buildings.
We definitely are, yes.
Yeah, highly dependent. I'm not sure what the percentage is. And so the very best way of weaning Ireland off those fossil fuel imports is to reduce the energy demand in the building stock, and whatever the residual demand is, to fill it with renewable energy, green energy. And I know that Ireland has a very ambitious renewables strategy as well, but it would be very difficult for the two to match unless the demand, the need for energy is dropped first. So here in Ireland, I hope that the national building stock and the owners of all the homes will be willing to ask for a retrofit. And I hope that they understand that it's not just about saving money on their energy bills, but rather about increasing their comfort and their own sense of well-being in their home. What I hear in households all across Europe is that even though they may have gone into the renovation project to reduce their energy bill, after the works are done, they talk about the increase in comfort and how wonderful they feel in their home. And this is maybe a message that's not broadcast often enough by all of us engaged on this side. We tend to have a more economic hat on, but actually it's about people and it's about how they feel. What's their motivation to do the works? What will the end result be? And if we can have more good stories like that, they will encourage their neighbors to come along. On this point of neighbors, there's a point that at European level is really central to motivating owners, and that is that a large percentage of the buildings in Europe are apartment buildings with co-ownership of the building. This is a model that's only emerging in Ireland, I know, but those buildings will need to be retrofitted too. And we have found it's absolutely essential to have what we call social technical assistance in those cases, where you have a social facilitator who will spend between 1 and 2 years, and Fergus, I mean 1 to 2 years, talking to each and every person in the building in order to inform them of the process, the benefits for them, and getting them on board. Because largely in those buildings, you need, in some cases, 70% of the owners to say yes. Other cases, it's 50% plus one. In a few rare cases today, it's still 100%. But if you don't get the buy-in and have that social facilitator doing that work patiently over about 12 to 15 months, then a large chunk of European building stock will never get renovated because the people won't come on board. So I think this people-centered point, maybe we didn't touch on it earlier, is crucial.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It speaks to SAAI because we know that it's door by door, house by house, car by car that we're going to have to go through for this. There's a lot of hard yards after the talking and target setting is done. I suppose I'd also ask you, there is, you know, this human element of it, but there's an enormous economic opportunity here to grow significant industries in this space. So I'm just wondering, have you done any analysis of that? Have you any sense of what that economic opportunity will be for Europe and for, you know, for member states around this massive renovation wave that needs to happen?
Well, that's a very hard question to answer. What are the economic opportunities? What we do know is that currently today, on all renovation activities, whether they're cosmetic or energy, about 200 billion euro is being spent. But the most conservative estimate about the additional investment needed for energy renovation in Europe is an additional 275 billion per year moving forward. So that in itself gives an idea of the volume of the opportunity. However, to upscale, There are other opportunities that are more related to a new industrial approach or to an innovative approach to renovation. What I spoke about a little earlier in our conversation, that more innovation and fresh ideas about how you can aggregate projects, how you can employ off-site construction to reduce on-site times, how you can attract more young people and women into the industry to take on roles through digitalization, robotics, factory production methods, etc. And so there's a great deal of economic opportunity that lies ahead if we can understand how to grasp it. And I do think, and I'm more and more convinced, that a European level project like the Airbus project could be devised for the retrofit industry. And you could have gigafactories, to use the Tesla terminology, being constructed that are producing panels, whole wall or whole roof panels, that are then hoisted into place on pre-prepared buildings with no dirt, no muck on the sites. So huge economic and I think market opportunities lie ahead. And we have to get out of our existing way of thinking to be able to address these challenges.
Yeah, it's absolutely enormous. And we talk about it in SAAI that we're embarking on one of the biggest infrastructure projects in the history of the state, and it's sometimes not realized by a lot of actors. I want to wrap up now and just thank Adrian Joyce from EuroAce again for your time. Enjoy the rest of the energy show, and if any of our listeners want to tune in and hear more from Adrian, he was part of a seminar this morning on deep retrofit, which is available on YouTube and from our website and wherever you get your SAAI news. So thank you very much, Adrian. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Real pleasure, Fergus. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed it, then please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. You'll find previous episodes on our website, seai.ie/podcast, along with information about our grants and supports. Until next time.